And he took it into that place of hell, which is where he was incarceration. He was there for 3 days. And for 3 days, he was separated from God. And he was known as a man, a fallen man. He was known as a sinner man, a man. But when he satisfied the claims of justice, when he satisfied, then all that God could legally raise him out of that death and brought forth a brand new man, a new being called a born-again man, called a resurrected man who had been raised from the dead and conquered death, hell, the grave, with dominion. And then he said, told us, he said, wherefore God, it says it like this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon himself the form of a servant. Been found in the fashion of man, he did what? Humble himself, and became obedient to what? To the death of the cross. And wherefore God has what? Also highly exalted him and given him a name, which is above every name, that at the name every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. But where? Heaven, earth, and beneath the earth, that Jesus is Lord. And then Ephesians says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family is named. You wouldn't call Jesus, and Jesus gave us his name and named us his name. And he told us plainly in the word, I'm the head, not you. I'm the head, but you are the body. Look at Acts chapter 9. I just want to make sure this Acts 9:4. If y'all can follow me, come on. Acts 9:4. Acts 9:4, you with me? We're still talking about dominion. And this is talking about Saul. Saul, who persecuted the church so severely. And it says in verse 4, now let's do verse 3, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined what? Around about him a light from heaven. And he did what? Fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him. What did the voice say unto him? It called him by his name. Didn't call him John. He said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting my people? What now? Oh, me? No, he didn't say that, did he? Why are you persecuting the church? You remember I said he was going to bring forth a body that had absolutely dominion and control and authority. And this is what, and Saul was going to Damascus to get some of the saints. And he had a letter from the superior that was at Jerusalem to do it. He had authority to do it. But somebody had more dominion and authority over him and stopped him on that road of Damascus and asked him a question. Why are you persecuting me? He didn't say anything about the people. Because we are his body. Are you getting it now? Are you hearing me? That means because if Satan is persecuting me, he's persecuting Jesus. If he's persecuting you, if he's trying to put something on you, if he's trying to bring some kind of stuff on your life, he's messing with Jesus. And I just read to you, Jesus told us before he left, "Behold, I give unto you authority to tread on what? Serpent and scorpion, and over how much? All the power of the enemy." So what am I saying? It's time for the church to rise up and take dominion. We have been putting up with stuff that we have dominion over. We're not a little whip puppy. We're a king kid. We're a member of the body of Christ. And Jesus has conquered the devil in every way you can think of. He didn't leave anything out. Hallelujah. So let's finish up verse. We're still in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Let's finish up verse 14. He said, now listen what he said. I'm going to read the whole verse again, Hebrews 2:14. And I will read 2:14 and 15. He said, "For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise did what? Took part of the same. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death." That is who? The devil. And do what? Deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. He said, deliver. I'm not under the bondage of death and destruction. He came in to deliver us, and we've been delivered. Say, I've been delivered.
I've been delivered.
I don't care how I look. I don't care how I feel. It ain't about that. It's about what I believe. I've been delivered. And y'all ain't convincing me. I say, I've been delivered. Hallelujah. I'm not under bondage of sin and death. I am not under that. I am not under its control. And I refuse to let it dominate me. Hallelujah. Death has never, now watch this. Death will never touch this resurrected man again. Listen to it real good. Death will never touch this resurrected man. He brought forth this new race or this new breed. This born again man, this new creation, this new creature, he, God, and the Lord Jesus Christ has sealed this covenant in blood, which can never be broken. Adam, the first Adam, you hear what it said? He gave that authority. Of that authority, of that dominion, he gave it away. The last Adam came and took it back. It is also true. There are some people who will never come under this covenant because they chose not to. But whoever come under this covenant with Jesus, into been born into this, there's nothing Satan can ever do to destroy this resurrected life. Are y'all hearing me? I said there's nothing. He fooled the first one. But he called this one the last Adam because it's been sealed. Ain't nothing he can do with the deal. It's been sealed in blood and nothing he can do, but he'll try to fool individual members to keep them out. Individual people to keep them out. But once you come in, you need to know I have dominion over all the works of darkness.